chakras. The second album sort of elevates you more into them, and the third one will even do more than that.
Here we go with part two.
The idea. Now we have another family of sounds that I'll introduce you to that we used on the Atlantis album, which was more techniques, more derivatives from the Pleiadian sound, but much different type of timbre characteristic, more of a softer, less penetrating energy, because whereas the first chakra, the first album kind of breaks open the chakras, the second album sort of elevates you more into them, and the third one will even do more than that. So each album that we come out with and we design, they're designed to take you somewhere beyond where you went the previous album or the previous sound. Now in this comparison, as we did on the Atlantis sound, I've only got the one basic sound that we started with on there, and I've got other derivatives on higher octaves, different kinds of timbre sounds. So it's going to sound different now because I've changed the patches around. Well, we took a slight break there. So now it's a lighter sound, yet the distant sound, as we talked about it earlier, is still in the background. Different kinds of spaces with this type of sound, this type of technique. And so this is just the beginning. Now we like to talk about how it was done earlier before the synthesizers. In other words, some types of people or some races of mankind were able to reach similar levels in the ancient times and keep those levels alive. For example, during the time of the rotation of the earth around the Pleiades, we go into what's called the Renaissance period. And this means that we have another division of this time. We divided it before into 2100 year periods, calling those ages. We can look at the basic 25,000 year revolution as two 12,000 year periods, one of darkness, one of light. And we're of course entering in the light age now. Looking back into the dark age, what we would have to see is that there is music during those times, and some types of music are even forbidden in the dark ages, like during the Renaissance time. Because what they have a tendency to do is raise consciousness, but they have to go underground, like the Masters in the White Brotherhood who live in the Himalayan caves, for example, K.H., Master K.H., some of you out there might be familiar with him, and some of them are not. Those of you that are not, he's one of the members of an elite group that helps preserve the consciousness during the darker period or the winter of this greater 12,000 on, 12,000 off cycle. He plays the piano, K.H. does, and an organ. He keeps one in his place where he lives in the Himalayan mountains. And a lot of different masters come out during the Renaissance time and just keep enough music alive to keep consciousness moving. Richard Wagner was one of these great Renaissance musicians. And, of course, during Hitler's time, that was the one comforting thing in Hitler's life was to hear Wagner music, because it was a very enlightening music and he had a heavy soul and he had some relaxation. And it took a very heavy timbral sound like Wagner produced to relax someone as mixed up and powerful as Hitler was. So music has its purpose. Now the next thing I want to do is demonstrate a few other sounds from times gone by and show you what they do and how they compare with the sounds we just heard. Okay, now the first thing I'm going to demonstrate is a lower chakra thing, right? Exactly. How did you guess? Starting to understand what this is all about now. Okay, we're going to demonstrate a normal Rangoon gong. for a long time. And I'm sure that you know that for centuries and centuries, gongs have been around. They have them 10 feet, 20 feet across, 30 feet across, and they sound them across entire valleys. Now, what's real interesting is when you hear it play more than one gong at a time. You start ending up with kind of a heavy, deep sound, and if you suspend these things, play them together, it starts to sound like a mothership. Very similar energy because of the deep-rooted sound of the mothership. Now, another thing that's real interesting, of course, is the different kinds of Tibetan bells. This is with a tremendous lingering timber in it. And Tibetan bells have different numbers of metals in them, depending on the quality. These are seven metal bells here. First is the double bell. These things look like two little spaceships suspended with a rope between them. And you notice the sound kind of hangs in there for quite a while, even after you quit banging them together or energizing them. Then we have the other type of bell here, which looks like a school mom's bell. This one happens to ring very, very well. You can mix the two. Of course, this bell, this handheld bell, has more metals than seven in it. I'm not sure. It might be a 13-metal bell. And, of course, you notice it rings a lot longer than the other set of bells with only the seven metals. This is because of the harmonic frequencies of metals interweaving in the molecular structure, and it relates directly to the minerals in the body and how they relate, because when the minerals are sounded on lower frequencies, it rings the metabolism, so that these spiritual energies can get deep-rooted into the body. I remember we talked about the trace minerals early on in the tape series, and we discovered that the trace minerals fire off the synapses in the brain to reach superphysical higher consciousness states. And without the trace minerals in abundance in the body can't develop the hormones that are necessary to produce the feeling to bring the person with their physical body into a higher consciousness position for any length of time. Here we're showing in the mineral kingdom the same concentration of what I would call better minerals, because in these bells they use different forms of silver and copper and nickel, which I would consider to be quality metals. And they also use metals that are very secret, which would be up as far as the heavy metals go in the trace family, and they are able to attain these high resonant frequency sounds so we can reproduce the high frequency spectrum down on the physical plane where you can hear it. So you combine the trace minerals in your diet with the trace mineral sound of a Tibetan bell, and you start to see what happens. You can start to draw your own conclusions. Now, I'm sure on this next sound here, you're not going to, we're going to add another sound that's very mystical. I bet you can guess what it is because you've already heard it. If you said sitar, you're right. This is a very old instrument, almost as old as the Tibetan language itself. It probably came from the Pleiades. Who knows? It has a very multi, for an acoustical instrument, it has a very multi-timbral sound to it. To add a few other instruments to it gradually, and you see what happens when we add what I would call the Pleiades meets the East. problem. It's a lot of fun. And you begin to understand where that goes. And then we just add one more lower chakra instrument to ground the whole thing out.
Yep, right.
You guessed the drums, the tabla, you got it right. About music. There's no list. There's just an endless list of impossibilities and possibilities that combine becoming infinities that you can put together. As we say at Viridine, it's possible it takes 15 minutes longer. And I'm not claiming to be the greatest keyboardist in the world. I'm just pushing a few white notes there to let you feel the combination of the instruments. And if you want more of that, you can get into our albums. That last thing that I used there, we used it on both albums and two different techniques. One technique, I used it in Heritage, where I talked about the marriage of the sitar with the Pleiadian instruments. There's one instrument on the Pleiades, for example, that's a flute, that two people play it at once. And there are other possibilities of instruments that they have there, where more than one input feeds into the same instrument. And this, of course, causes a playing back and forth of energy fields. Like here, we're starting to get into it with, in bands of two drummers or two keyboard players or more than one guitar. And there's a playback, especially in guitar playing, that goes back and forth, sort of a camaraderie that establishes itself after a while. But imagine two people playing one instrument that's breath controlled or breath reliable. Not only do they have to feel together, they have to breathe together to make this thing sound proper, because it plays on multiples of harmonics. So you begin to understand, and getting back to the Song of Heritage, we talk about the on the Fellowship album, we talk about the Rishis being the people that brought the Brahmins to knowledge, and it's in the lyrics on the album. And in the second album, we use another technique of this last thing that I demonstrated in a song called Horizon of Valentina, which is the third or fourth song in, where we use the sitar and the D50 with another set of patches used and a different kind of a rhythm. And on the Eastern rhythms use up to a 64th note, and they have patterns that flutter back and forth, whereas American music has the tendency to be pretty much linear. So there is a difference, and we combine the two music styles, you end up with another form of music style. And the linear music is fine for one set of moods, and the nonlinear Eastern sound is great too, but when you combine the two, you can sort of American Pleiadianize your consciousness. And we're just getting into music. Paradigm Studios is going to, we have some great expectations for our music department because we're doing more and more research with sound all the time. Now, another thing that's interesting about these different patches, like I demonstrated earlier, the distant patch, which was one of the first ones, is these patches also have harmonics in it that when coupled to scalar wave technology can cause things to happen. For example, we might use a particular sound, like on dissonant, one note, and maybe augment or short or flatten that note, or even diminish it, that chord, you know, in relating to, say, a C chord. And that causes a tremendous change when you convert sound directly into scalar waves. Now, what happens is when your body is hearing sound, it's trying to interpret the fourth dimension and the aspects of the fourth dimension leading up into it now. It has to do with scalar waves, because a scalar wave is a timeless wave which occupies space with a direction, with a given direction. It can be controlled, but it is a timeless thing. So it's kind of different than the normal cycles and frequencies that we normally deal with. And so when we combine the sound into our eardrums, our body converts the energy into scalar waves, which is necessary, one form of necessary energy to make the transition off into the astral plane. The body creates a scalar wave. But in a systems 3 or a quad system, one of those kinds of systems, which we'll get into after a while, after the meditation phase, and some more on theory, you'll begin to understand that we can produce certain black box sounds, and you can get the black box, which we're not in production of, add that to your system and get some awesome results. Right now, we're just putting the music out and marketing it as an album because people are not ready for this giant transition that they're going to get when they start energizing sound into the fourth dimension through black box scalar technology, which is up and coming. In Europe, one of my people over there is already experimenting with some of these things. So you begin to realize that it gets deeper and deeper and more complex, yet simpler, because as you arrive on the physical level into these higher dimensions, these higher states of consciousness through the auspices of sound, it becomes a lot more relaxing and a lot more spontaneous. Remember, the Creator started the word of creation, primal creation, which is Aum, Aum. I'm sure all of you have heard that before. And, of course, sound has a lot to do with the creation or destruction, if it's the wrong kind of sound, of any living thing or non-living thing. Remember, the walls of Jericho were brought down by a magic horn. So with this kind of knowledge and this consciousness, we want to go deeper and deeper into the next phase of our development now.
Hello there, this is Dr. Fred Bell, once again author of Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. I hope you enjoyed these harmonic sounds in the sound tutorial that we just presented to you. These are harmonious sounds that work progressively with the chakra. The little song that I put at the end, or the little energy mantra I put at the end, will work for the meditation in the meditation book in the Rays of Truth. However, if you want to get the or purchase the Galactic Meditation, which is what I recommend, you can reach us at 1-800-729-2603 or 1-949-499-2603. And once again, our website is www.paradigm.com. Now, I want to talk for a few seconds about hard rock music. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about music out there where people hurt themselves at the different concerts that they attend, and musicians get crazy, and all kinds of things go wrong. These are disharmonic sounds, and what they do, if you look in the Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light book, you'll see a chart. I think it's about page 75 or 6. I'm not quite sure off the top of my head, but it's the one that lays out the lineage of supplementation from minerals to vitamins through the entire progression to producing hormones in the human body. When you start putting in sound that is negative sounds, these are negative electrical precursing energies. And remember, after you're about 30 or 40 years old, your body's a lot more sensitive and can't resiliently return to what it was when it was younger. And so you start getting damaged not only from sound pollution, but you're also, as we mentioned earlier in the beginning of this little tutorial, but you're also getting sound pollution and other sorts of pollution all compounding against the EPCs. This is why we have the nuclear receptor. It's one of the devices that we've developed, and by the way, it's one of the few devices that is patented for this type of operation. It has been developed to help your body maintain its strength under these kinds of stresses. Remember, these devices don't heal your body. You heal yourself, but they sure do help make things a lot better. When you go into the enlightened state, you will experience this great tranquility and this light that you'll see from within. Our entire systems, technologies that we talk about in the book, help the body achieve this. We have many, many, many interesting clientele. We have politicians, housewives, rock stars, golf pros, you name it, we've got somebody out there using these systems. And remember, when your body is reproducing its cells at the rate of 50 million per second, the upswing is very important to have the EPCs in a positive direction. The nuclear receptor and the systems technology will help you achieve this in a much more harmonious, synchronous way. I also recommend, we have a great line of negative ionization that I don't cover too much in the book. Some of my previous books, like Death of Ignorance, which is still available through the numbers I gave you, those kinds of things will that help you learn more about negative ionization. I've been working with negative ionization in this country since 1971. You can also contact us at the above-mentioned numbers if you want us to do a seminar. We require 30 or more, but we love to come out and do seminars with people. This is how we get to learn what people are all about and learn, meet new people. We have a wonderful time doing seminars. You can call the above numbers for a free muscle test anytime you want for the nuclear receptor, so we can find out what frequency of the hydrogen atom. Remember, your hydrogen atom has 7 different frequencies, one for each level of consciousness. And if you're low in one of those, you definitely need to wear a receptor to help you out. Your body, remember, reproduces cells at the rate of 50 million per second, and we want to swing that DNA up, because when you were born, you had 46 base pairs per turn. And when you get to be 18 years old, this drops down to about 18 base pairs per turn, which is kind of pathetic, because that's when your body stops producing DHEA. So you can go with your kids out for a hot dog or something. They can eat it and go home and get skinny and have energy, and you go home and get fat and sick. So that's how we got in DHEA formulation during these DNA studies. The nuclear receptor will help you re-spiral your DNA back up to what it should be. It also eliminates a lot of mood swings. Now, if you call and we're not in, don't be alarmed. We are a traveling company. My staff and I go out all over the world. We're not a giant company, but we're a very progressive company. So we will serve you, and we will call you back as soon as we return from our trips. Most of the time you can reach live people. In closing, I hope you enjoyed the book, the sound tutorial. Like I said earlier, you can get the entire tape series, of which you've only heard about an hour of so far, and that's available through the publisher. We have the different music tapes like Atlantis Rising, Galactic Meditation, Higher Ground, and The Fellowship available. Higher Ground, of course, is a Stephen Halpern album that I did, and that has to be bought at Tower Records. So in closing, once again, I thank you for purchasing the book. I hope you enjoyed the sound tutorial. Look forward to seeing you at a seminar sometime or a lecture somewhere in this world. Maybe sharing a system or networking you with the system if you end up using or owning and utilizing one of the systems.
And here at the very, very, very end of all of this, please give us a call and let us know how you found out about us. If you listened to this tape or read the book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, you will be automatically entitled to a 20 to 25% discount on all Paradigm products. I hope that will motivate you. Sometimes even you'll get things for free. We do have things we give out as samples and whatever.
Right now it's 10%.
So in closing, once again,
it's old tape.
Final closing, I might add, I just keep remembering things I want to share with everybody, but it's so hard to do that for me sometimes when I'm so excited.
If you heard it on BPS radio,
just remember this.
This week,
God loves
10%
you,
discount.
So do I.
All products.
May God bless you until we see each other or talk to each other sometime in the near foreseeable future. Thank you very much.